May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I'm going to read a couple of verses to you. One is from Matthew 4, and one is from Luke 4. And I just want you to notice the difference. It's really a difference in prepositions, so you got to pay attention. Then Jesus, this is after he's been his own baptism in the Spirit. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And Luke 4 says this, and Jesus, continually full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was constantly carried by the Spirit in the wilderness. That's the language, the grammar. Matthew says that he was led into the wilderness by the Spirit to be tempted by the devil. The Luke passage says that he was continually filled with the Holy Spirit, and the word there, led, I think the better translation because of the grammar here, is carried. It can also be translated that, carried in or by the Spirit in the wilderness. I was just talking to the Lord this morning. Just like a lot of people in the town, we've had a lot of damage in our property. Tree came through our house, through the ceiling, this big limb pointing about that far, hovering off of where Woody's bedroom used to be. And so I found myself, and with the power out and all the stuff, generators, I've mentioned this before, that they're all talking Martian, and I don't know what they're saying. I don't understand any of that stuff in that world at all. I mean, way, way out of my element. And then now Olivia is on intravenous feeding with TPN, and it has a monitor, and the monitor never acts the way it's supposed to. And so Olivia's like calling me this morning. I'm dealing with stuff. Even before I was able to pray, I had to deal with a couple of things because somebody, the insurance company, sends me this weird, crazy thing. I don't understand a word it says. It's about 10 pages of all these details I'm supposed to keep up with, and I don't even know what they're talking about. And then I talk to a friend who's in insurance. He talks to me about getting a general contractor. I don't even know there's a specific contractor. I don't even know what a general contractor means. And and then Olivia calls me up to let me know, as Gloria's helping her to unplug for the day from her feeding, that the machine won't stop. It won't go off. I don't have a clue how to do that. And so I'm trying to talk to her, and I just got to dealing with insurance people, and then I stop. I shouldn't have done the insurance stuff at all. She was praying, and I just said, Lord, I just feel so overwhelmed. This is just way out of my wheelhouse. And he spoke to me so clearly. He said, well, maybe I'm wanting to expand your wheelhouse. Because I asked him, Lord, why are you doing this? Why, like, in terms of me, for my world, he said, maybe I'm trying to expand your wheelhouse. He wasn't saying to me, I'm going to teach you how to be an insurance adjuster or understand all these things. He's talking to me spiritually. And you see my limitations in that world. My first degree was in nuclear medicine. Nobody in medicine even understands what that is. Not very practical towards life. You with me? And then now I'm this. And so I'm the classic minister who doesn't know how to do anything else in the world but this. Livia's dad built three houses. He built runways. He was in charge of building the runways at Craig Field. He built Model A Fords. He could do anything. Whenever it was one of the grandkids, something would break, they'd go, Papa, fix it. Something that my grandkids break, they said, don't let Babu get anywhere near it. Because he'll fix it so that it never works again as long as you live. Thank God that Luke's a little bit more like his grandfather. Wood, though, is more like me. And that's why I'm grateful he's a lawyer, because basically the idea is something breaks, can I afford to hire somebody to fix it? And and so when the Lord said to me, I'm wanting to expand your wheelhouse, I knew immediately what he was just saying. I'm leading you by the Spirit into this wilderness thing that you're experiencing to be tempted, tested by the enemy, because there are some things I want to teach you. I want to do an expansion in your life spiritually. I want to increase your capacity to manifest the life of the Holy Spirit who's come to make Jesus real in me. And so these two scriptures are extremely insightful because Jesus was the Son of God, but he was also the Son of man. And he was the author and the perfecter of faith. The scripture says he increased in wisdom and knowledge and the grace of God. Well, he didn't get more grace. He just learned to steward more. The language there is written that Jesus actually learned to simply steward more grace as he grew as the Son of Man. That's always a powerful time when God And the language there, actually, when it says that Jesus increased, it's the word is he cut through, as if you were had a machete and you were cutting through dense stuff. And so whenever the Lord does that, it can really feel overwhelming, but it's really important because he wants you to cut through so that he can set your feet experientially into a larger place. It has eternal consequences. And so the Lord allowed him, just allow him, led him into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. But how did Jesus deal with that? He stayed continually filled with the Spirit and was carried in the Spirit or by the Spirit in the wilderness. I like that. The Holy Spirit actually carried him. See, people think that Jesus won the victory over the enemy in the wilderness because Jesus quoted Scripture and the enemy was defeated because he pulled out the sword of the Spirit. Whack. There have been millions and millions and hundreds of millions of Christians for 2,000 years who couldn't read or write, never memorized that many scriptures that would fit every particular situation. So that can they not walk in victory? Unless you're from the West or highly educated and really intellectual and can memorize a lot of scripture and know how to read, can you not walk in victory? That's nonsense. My victory is dependent on my union with Christ. It's dependent on being carried by the Spirit in life. He's not partnering with me. It's not 50-50. He's not my co-pilot. There's not like four footprints in the sand until there's a crisis. There should only be just one set of footprints at all times because it's supernatural. That's the life. That's the walk. And what defeated the enemy, what held the enemy in check was the fact that Jesus, what does it say in Galatians? If you will be led, if you'll walk in the Spirit, then it goes on and says, if you walk in the Spirit, you won't carry out the desires of the flesh. And the very next verse says, because if you're led, carried by the Holy Spirit, there's no need for the law. In other words, there's no need to add anything to that. Rules, or you got to do this. Just be carried by the Spirit. Because the Christian life is supernatural. Jesus was abiding in his Father. He was being carried by the Spirit. He was continually full of the Holy Spirit in the wilderness. So that the desires, Jesus was tempted in every way like unto us, and the desires of his humanity that rose up in him had no place. The enemy had no place because Christ was being carried by the Spirit. His quoting Scripture was just a manifestation that he was living a place of supernatural Christianity in that moment. So whenever you find yourself where God seems to be expanding your wheelhouse, it's not so that you'll learn more skills. It's so that you'll learn how to be carried by the Spirit, how to let Jesus Christ himself to live through you and tell his story through you. He's expanding your capacity to trust him for his story. Even if you're thrown into situations that you're not comfortable with, that you don't have, it's in the natural, it's beyond what you do. That like Mary, she said, how? When they announced that she was going to get pregnant, I don't know anything about general contractors or insurance adjusters. He said, the Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. And for that reason, what comes forth from you will have the label of God on him. It'll be the result of what God does. So we've talked about this before. When you feel overwhelmed, it's because God wants to expand your wheelhouse so that in ways like never before, you can experience being overshadowed. Your weaknesses and inability being overshadowed by the power of the Holy Spirit. So that you may still not know what in the world you're doing in certain situations. I don't have wisdom for this. We can just trust him. He will supernaturally make it all fit and work together, whatever it might be. Be carried by the Spirit instead of striving, because that's exhausting. Amen. I've got a dear friend who's an insurance adjuster for the company that's my insurance company, who just lives in Georgia. This is what I love about them. They're so wisdom what they do. Here's a dear, dear friend. He's a priest in the CC. He lives 2.5 hours from here. So they sent an adjuster from Nebraska to come and look at my house. I knew then I was in a world where the logic was something I was not going to be able to comprehend. But I thank God that God would use these kind of things to expand my wheelhouse. Because you know what? When you've learned to trust him with lions and tigers and bears, oh my, every once in a while you'll find that there's a Goliath that you're facing and you don't have any problem trusting him for that at all either, because you were expanded. Your wheelhouse has been expanded with the other things. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.